we're counting up, so we are recording.
Yay!
Counting up is good.
Hello! Welcome back to Dungeons & Dragons, my friends. It's been a couple months.
Yay!
Has it been a couple months?
It has been.
It's our fault.
September.
Oh, well.
Yeah, September.
This year is just flying by.
Fucking is.
So, you are nearing the end of your wild adventure in the Feywild, having been sent here via the Witchlight Carnival, finding yourselves in the fractured domain of Prismere, once the realm of the Archfey Zabilna, who has been entrapped in her castle by the three hags of the Hourglass Coven, Scabatha, Indolin, and the first one you fought.
Oh, Bavlorna?
Bavlorna, thank you.
Yep.
Bavlorna and Scabatha now lie slain by your hand, Indolin, the final remaining hag.
Fuck those bitches!
The eldest and, you've been told, most powerful of the three sisters.
How lucky for us that we went from the least powerful to the most powerful.
Yeah,
crazy
works,
how that worked out.
Yeah.
So, last time, having arrived in Indolin's domain of Yawn, this mountainous, stormy landscape, you reunited with Sarova's long-lost adopted sibling, Quan. Finding him in the company of a 3-foot-tall, walking-talking dandelion named Amador, and his beloved Polinella, the queen bee. You made your way with the help of a
tornado
that whipped up along the mountain pass. You made your way to this sort of plateau where there is a hinge, a symbol, at the top of which, and you discovered that there were 8 small, sort of hairy creatures called Koreds, who you ingratiated yourselves to. You learned of their plight, that Indolin comes with her scissors and snips off their hair and beards, their hair being like braided iron for use in her various contraptions within her castle. The Koreds warned you of their traitorous neighbors, the Bragganachs, who lived in the mines below their mountain.
Very Scottish.
Saying that the Bragganachs were in some manner of accord with Indolin, supplying her with wish stones, which she used to create all manner of vile and nasty creatures. You decided to investigate going down to the Bragganach mines yourself, where the sound of their tiny pickaxes working lulled most of you to sleep. Edrum being the only one able to maintain consciousness, decided to investigate further, dragging along the
unconscious. Hey, he's the diplomat of the group, so
yeah,
it worked
so
out well.
Fine.
The unconscious Finn and Sarova along with him. Learning that things were not as you had been led to believe, that the Bragganachs themselves were also victims of Indolin's tyranny, that she had kidnapped their chief architect and was holding him hostage, saying that if the Bragganachs did not tithe her wish stones from their mines, that he would be killed. And then warned you against the evil Koreds at the top of the mountain, who they believe to be in league with Bavlorna, supplying her with their hair.
Mm-hmm.
Realizing that this was all a matter of misunderstanding, these two peoples being played off against one another.
And foul trickery on the account of.
And foul trickery, indeed. You decided to negotiate a reconciliation between the two, which was had over some timbits and coffee. And it seems like these two people have been reconciled with one another thanks to your heroic efforts.
Yeah.
As part of this little delve into the Bragganach mines, Edrum, Sarova, and Quan all received wish stones.
Yeah.
That they gathered for, of various flavor.
Literal flavor, right?
Yeah. As the Bragganachs described them as having different flavors. And you found that the Bragganach mines did have, in fact, lead into a secret entrance underground into Endolin's castle.
Castle domicile.
However, deciding not to proceed to the end of the main story quest just yet.
Much like Dragon Age, where I have to do every side quest before I can proceed with the main.
Deciding instead you wish to investigate this large lick in the center of Yon with these large sort of funnel-shaped formations around the outside, you discovered that these were, in the sort of crater top of them, contained large unlit braziers. And as you approached, you found a what appeared to be elven individual in sort of drenched finery, no armor, no weapons of any kind, merely carrying a torch, trying to light these beacons, being harried by 8 peritons, these strange deer-bird amalgamation monstrosities.
Bullies.
Who are bullying him and
Sorry. It's just funny. Bullies.
Yeah. And doing their best to deter and frustrate him in his efforts. So you leapt into actions and decided to take on the peritons, slaying each and every one of them.
Mocking one of them to death.
Mocking one of them to death.
That's very important to mention.
I will never forget one of my favorite character moments. It's just reaching over and slapping him.
Yep. It's true, that happened. I was there.
Almost fell to my death, but thankfully I didn't.
It's true, Edrum got thrown off the side of the beacon at one point, but with a clever mix of feather fall and a repulsion shield, blew himself back onto the stairway.
Cool. I'll find my damn shield.
Good thinking.
Your shield is now somewhere at the bottom of these formations, along with Sarova's 2 javelins, which were lodged in...
The first one that died.
The first one to fall.
Yeah.
And you have successfully slain the peritons, and now you stand victorious, but still drenched in the freezing, pouring rain. But before we get to what happens after the battle...
That goes into the life story of the bully. I bullied to death. It's really tragic. We feel really bad about it.
Don't get ahead of me.
That'd be so funny. Go on somewhere with your threatening prologue. I'm ready.
Somewhere nearby, yet unknown, we see lightning streaking across the skies through dense and dark clouds that seem to oppress the entire landscape. A lightning bolt drops and strikes one of these massive lightning rods that dot the landscape, arcing from lightning rod to lightning rod until it reaches the top spire of the castle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We see the interior of the uppermost chamber within the castle as the lightning streaks down, its energy channeling, crackling through a strange arcane device, these moving, spinning pieces rotating around one another, some manner of orrery with various shapes, crescent moons, starbursts, and suns spinning around one another as this crackling electricity spirals between the pieces. Ghostly murmurs and whispers and wails seem to fill the surrounds around this device, and nearby a floating self-anit pen transcribes these wails and moans into a book. Entering into this scene, amidst one bright flash of lightning, we just see a black shadow cast against the stone castle walls. The shape of it, strangely elongated, angular, but crooked, as it moves, glides across the stonework, towards the book, leans over it, and then in profile we see this mouth open as a ghoulish cackle looses into the night sky, rising to the clouds, mixing amongst the thunder rolling through the darkness above. So,
like I said, threatening prologue.
The three of you, plus your allies, Quan, Morgor to the Knight of Wards.
But were the whales, like humpback whales or gray whales?
Neither.
Get out!
I will see you all next time.
Get out of your own house!
We'll leave your dice. We'll need the inspiration.
What do you want to do?
So we're talking to this guy that we've just saved, right?
If you want to.
Yeah. I mean, that's where we're at, right? We've just bullied these bullies to death.
You killed the bullies.
I've just finished trudging up the stairs after climbing the tower a second time.
Oh, goodness. I gotta get my voice back.
Hey, you're alive. Get your How breath. About that?
Yes.
I mean, I saw you walking, so I just stayed here to wait.
That's fair. You wouldn't be able to catch me, so...
Where's your shield?
I'll get it in a sec.
Oh, yeah, I gotta go get my javelins. They're probably close-ish.
My shield probably got launched. Mine will be harder to find.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. So...
Maybe the two of them ran off and started a family somewhere together. The two javelins and the shield.
Let's talk to this guy.
Hi. Hello. Hello, friend. Name is Phineas. This is Edrin. This is Sarova. These are our companions, Morgort, that are also here. Quan and...
Buttery Warren.
Thingy Combobula. That's not. Who's this
Amador.
Guy?
Amador. Yeah, he's the dandelion. Amador. He's companion's companion.
The dandy dandelion, of course. And this is my Buttery Ward, Morel.
This individual, who's an elven fellow with sort of angular features, short blonde hair, and these piercing blue eyes, says, "Oh, well, you have my utmost appreciation for your timely aid. Those damn bards have been bothering me. I can't tell you how many moons."
Bards? Were they bards?
Well, mummers originally, before Endolin turned them into those things.
Oh. Weren't they bird folk?
They're like the bird-deer hybrid flying
Bird-deer.
Bird-deer bards.
Were they once humans? Or
Humans, elves, tabaxi, all sorts. A performance troupe that used to perform at Indolin's theater for some time. Before she grew tired with them and imprisoned them in her prison.
They were totally evil, right?
Subjective, I suppose.
Were they going to kill you?
When I retell this story, I'm just going to leave this whole part.
They were just very annoying.
They were just very annoying? They weren't going to kill you?
Oh, they kind of harmed me. They just sort of mocked me and threatened me. They kind of managed to actually light one of the beacons. They then flap their wings and put the flame out.
Why were you trying to light the beacons?
Yeah, that.
So, to make my way back home to my people.
Are you from the Summer Court?
No. I'm not from the Fey Realms.
Oh, so if you light these beacons, it'll get you home?
That's what I've been told.
Who told you that?
Indolin.
Why the fuck? What? You're dumb.
Hey, now.
A bit rude, but I think I understand why you would say so. I can't disagree after all I've been through with her. But my options are somewhat lacking, I'm afraid.
Well, at the very least, we've helped them do that.
Yes, so, we are here to help you get home.
Or at least see what happens when they're lit.
And in a way, those bards are now home. With whatever maker they believe in.
They're up on a farm, don't worry about it.
Yeah, they went away to a farm, for sure. For sure that's what happened.
Could I...
What's your name, guy?
Yeah, I
am Prince Agilgothus.
You're a prince?
Yes.
Agilgothus?
Alagathus. Alagarthas. Alagathus, yes.
Your British accent on that name was so good, I didn't spell out the R. Well done, sir.
So, where is your home, Prince? Is it a kingdom of some sort, or...
Well, as a prince, you might expect so, yes.
We tried not to make assumptions, and...
I mean, no, I assumed that, but the way you said that, I'm wrong in assuming that you are a prince.
No, I am. Yes, I'm from a kingdom. My father is a king. And my mother is a queen.
What's the name of said kingdom?
Insight.
Sure.
Is he actually a prince? Which one of these dice is being the least of a bitch? Not bad. My insight isn't horrible, I think. Never mind. It is bad. 14.
And I also would like the insight.
Yeah, you insight.
I really need to paint that. 14.
Yeah.
14? You don't detect any deception.
What was the name of the kingdom? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Our kingdom is called the Emerald Boughs.
The Emerald Boughs?
The Emerald Boughs, yes. It's a forest kingdom.
Ah, as in B-O-U-G-H-S.
Yes.
Not B-O-W-S.
No, that would be silly.
Yes, that would be silly.
Do you live on a forest world? Like, just the whole world is forest?
This isn't Star Wars.
I'm not aware of a world that is entirely forest, but if there is one, I'd love to see it someday.
Do you have, Leonin?
I can't say I'm familiar with those folk.
Me. I'm those folk.
No, I can't say I've seen one like you.
Never mind.
Where I'm from.
Meh.
They're very appreciative for your help. I come from a world called Toril. If you are.
Toril.
From those about Toth, perhaps?
How do you spell Toril?
T-O-R-I-L.
T-O-R-I-L.
And we are not from Toril. No. What's the name of our world? Does it have a name?
Baneth.
We're from a place called Baneth. Lovely place. Great.
I'd love to get back there.
We're also making our way home, but we've got a few more errands to run along the way.
A hag to kill on the way.
Well, I wish you all the luck in the world.
So you think these braziers will take you directly to your world?
Is what I've been led to believe.
How did Inilin describe it to you? Was it like, did she cackle? Well, yeah.
She told me that my path home could only be found in the light of the Eight Beacons.
Okay.
And so I've set about for a number of days now trying to light them all, but every time I attempt to, the Paraton simply blow them out.
Edrin, you, you're really smart in a way that I am. I'm all right, but you're really smart.
I'm book smart.
I have a 17 intelligence. I'm not dumb, but compared to you.
Naval gazers.
Yeah.
Me in character saying that, because I'm dumb.
Anyway, you know, what he just said, Indolin said, do you detect any sort of weird fey loophole in it?
It's vague, but it could mean any number of things. Like, maybe it'll just point a direction. Maybe it'll just show an image of where he's from and not actually get them there. Like,
could it kill him and take him to his afterlife? Like those bards?
What was the exact wording she used?
That my path home would be found only in the light of the Eight Beacons.
So, it could be a clue, could be a doorway, could be nothing. It's, considering they like to break the rules all the time, how are we supposed to know for sure?
And I'm looking at this map, I see four beacons around this light?
There's eight.
There are.
I only drew four, but there's eight.
My path home would be found only in
the light.
The light of the Eight Beacons.
Of the Eight. Exact wording.
My path home would be found only in the light of the Eight Beacons.
Only in the light. Okay, yes.
Not a bad idea to try lighting them and see what happens.
And there's eight. Are any of them lit right now?
Currently no. He has a torch and he's standing at the one at the top that you're at.
That looks hot. You should go ahead and light this beacon. Let's just see what happens without me.
Yeah, well, let's stand back here. He can do whatever he wants, but we don't want to go to his home.
He touches the torch to the coals in the brazier and fully instantly alights.
Right,
pleasing heat and the warmth and the chill of the rain.
The beacon of
that's one. And hopefully it should stay lit now that the birds aren't around to blow it out.
Still raining, though?
Yes.
Mm. Okay, well, good luck. Well,
thank you. I think I have a sporting chance now.
Okay.
I kind of look around. Can I see anything else between these other beacons that might, like, harry this person?
Make a perception check.
And roughly how far apart are each beacon?
Let's see. They are 150 feet apart, each.
Well, that's a lot.
It's actually a lot less than I thought. I was like, are we going to have, like, is it a grid of movement for every?
Because
on the map, it looks like it's, like,
I have a flying automaton that can throw fire.
Well, let's let him light them one at a time, and let's stand next to the last one, so if something weird happens, and he, like, gets eaten, we can at least see it up close.
Is that 150? Damn.
150 feet apart.
I only was 120.
Well, 150 feet, I mean, gosh. That shouldn't take more than a few minutes to
traverse and light the next one.
They're also 200 feet tall. So you have to go down, over, up.
I mean, even
oh,
then.
Oh! I thought we were fighting on top of
one big
one thing with eight beacons on it.
You're on top of one of these great big pillars.
Okay.
Interesting. What's in the center?
All right, buddy. How about this? Does it have to be any specific fire? Or?
No, just lightning.
They have to be lit, as far as I
know. All right. You all, with your heavy bones and your flat feet, make your way to that one. I'm going to go around really quick, light all six of the other ones.
Oh, okay.
That'll save us a lot of time going up and down and up and down.
I wasn't going to do it. He's going to do it on his own damn self. Okay.
I just don't want anything to come back and make this guy's. I don't want what we did to be in vain.
It's fine. They attacked, right?
They were running away.
No.
That last one.
Well, that last one was because you wanted to make sure that you mocked him to death. That's when he was running away.
You wanted to get his.
Yes, and I can't imagine why I might have a guilty conscience about that.
It's fine.
And for the record, you guys initiated that.
We
combat.
Did. Yeah.
Yep. Sure did.
But they were acting aggressively towards this guy.
They were harassing him.
They were harassing him.
They never actually caused him any physical damage.
I don't think we did anything wrong except for Finn.
Wow.
Do you have inspiration about
you? I don't know.
All right. Is there?
That's so
heroic. So you go light six of the eight.
Yes.
I need to go down and find my damn shield and probably a couple javelins.
Yeah, you can get your javelin and shield while you're doing it.
And we'll all meet up at number eight, which will be, and we'll just point to that.
Matt,
that
do I have torches, eight. Or can I make a torch? Or?
I don't know what's in your inventory, Chris.
I probably
have a Dungeoneer's pack, so I have torches.
Yeah, I guess I don't know what's in a.
Hand him a torch and a tinderbox. Like, I have what you need.
All right.
There you go.
All right. I'll fly around and light the other six with this torch and tinderbox.
Sure, this one's number eight. Wait till we get there.
Oh, yeah. I'm not lighting
and
the last
your
one
eyes
because
peeled.
There may be some weird thing where he has to light the last one. I don't want to be shown the way home if this guy can go home.
Okay.
Before we leave this tower, can I do some sort of like an arcane check on the torch to see if there's something special about it, or if it's just a brazier?
On what? The brazier?
The brazier that was just been lit.
Arcana check.
That could be better, but arcana, so 13.
13? There is something, some sort of strange magical essence about this.
So there is some magic involved, so maybe this will be legit. So we'll find out. All right, so you start flying. We'll head down and then back up.
Thanks, Finn.
Yep.
And just shout if you need a hand, because I'll just come running in that general direction with my little automaton.
Yeah, if things go south, I'll just run away. With me and my 18 hit points.
You only have 18 hit points?
We just got out of a fight.
Oh, that's not your max. I was like, how? How?
All right, so. Yeah, I'm going to fly around and start lighting the torches.
I'm going to trudge back down the tower and finish splitting
lit!
Up.
Gondor sends aid.
Gondor requests
calls
aid.
For aid. Calls for aid.
Gondor calls for aid.
So, as Finn flies around, you trail down, you're able to find your shield, you're able to find your javelin.
I got to get my armor class back up.
Awesome.
And you make your way up to the last spire as Finn is coming back around, having lit the other six. Prince Alagarthus is there, sort of waiting with his torch for you to complete your round and come around before he lights the final one.
All good.
All right. Here's hoping.
I'm looking at
weapons
the center
at the ready.
Of the lake.
He lights the final brazier.
Wait a second. So I'm looking at the lake, and I've nudged Quan to be ready so that he's active and ready to not take damage if something pops off. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. He lights the final brazier as the flames erupt. You see as the flames, normally orange coming out of all of the braziers, begin to shift in sort of more of a rainbow sort of pattern as this scintillating smoke rises from the eight of them. And amidst the rolling thunder and howling wind, you hear almost what sounds like sonorous wind chimes filling the air as fey magic begins to envelop the surrounds. And beneath the lights of all beacons lit at once, you see reflected on the mirror-like surface of the lake what looks to be a forest of ancient trees shrouded in mist that apparates as the final brazier is lit. Allegarthus lets out a deep sigh of relief. Oh, that is quite a sight to see after so long a time away.
Where's it at? Is it on the lake?
Yeah, within the lake. You can see the image of it. Well, I thank you, stalwart heroes, for your aid. And should you ever find yourselves...
This is the Fae. Shouldn't you be running to get into it?
Probably a good idea. Fairly well. And leaps off the
oh! Featherfall. I wondered if he'd do that.
Featherfall. He's going to fall slowly. In case this is a...
He's right.
So how fast does somebody fall if they have Featherfall?
It's 60 feet around, right?
60 feet for every round. So 60 feet every
okay,
6
so
seconds.
He still has time.
Yeah. he still has time?
This is only open for a certain amount of
oh,
time.
Shit.
You're slowing how fast he falls.
Oh, maybe cancel it.
No, it's fine. So he dives and then sort of slows down midair and hits the surface, sinks within, and you watch as the surface sort of ripples and...
And he is physically gone.
Surface of the lake returns to normal, and you don't see him in the water.
Well,
I just didn't want him to find
home.
A rocky bottom or something. So
awesome.
Featherfall ends because he's now out of range.
And the eight braziers go out.
Did you all find your torch or your javelin and your shields?
Uh huh.
Yep.
All right. Well, what do we got left? Just looking ahead.
We have that beekeeper cyclops thing,
which we determined that we didn't really probably need to actually deal with because.
Amador.
Amador says, I would much prefer we try to stay clear of...
What's your deal?
I'm sorry?
Why are you so out of breath?
Oh, I'm just a little... Last battle took a bit...
Is he really hurt?
I would say a medicine check or a nature check.
No. Hopefully you know flowers.
Those are both intelligence-based, aren't they? Yeah, those are negative. Oh, my medicine is plus one.
I could do a good medicine check if you prefer.
Hey, dirty 20!
He doesn't look well.
Oh!
Like
he was injured or he's got something?
Like he's been pretty badly beaten up in the combat, but also, like, it looks like his sort of his leafy limbs are kind of wilting.
No, sunlight.
And he looks a little sort of discolored, and yeah, he's a plant, and you have to wonder how long has this constant cloud cover been here that he hasn't had any sunlight? So he's looking in very poor state of health.
Can I do a quick scan on the horizon to see if there's any, like, breaks in the cloud?
You look around, and it's almost clouds as far as you can see. And actually, in the, which way is this? The sort of duskward periphery, it seems like the clouds are continuing to spread this way. And to that point, it's about then that... Sarova, you notice coming up onto the side of the beacon beside you, a toad just pops up and kind of looks at you strangely for a moment.
I grab it.
You grab it?
Uh-huh. What are you doing?
The toad's body seems to sort of twist and morph, and you hear its bones cracking and popping.
Ah!
What are you doing to that
I'm
toad?
I'm not doing it!
As they rearrange themselves.
Can I grab a bag and put it over so it's in the bag?
Sure, it's not a bag.
Suffocate the frog.
I'd appreciate it if we could have a face-to-face conversation without me being in the bag, please.
Who are you?
King Illig the First.
Oh, hey, buddy! Sorry!
Pull out this frog.
my bad!
And the voice of Illig comes out of it. Hello, good to see you.
Yeah, I get him out of the box.
hope you've been keeping in relatively good health, all things considered.
No, yeah. We're alive.
How does Morgort react to the king being here?
She doesn't seem fazed.
Yeah.
Good to hear. So, there's a kind of situation going on.
Okay.
Not sure if you're aware, where basically Prismir is flooding.
Oh.
Storm clouds, constant rain. Doesn't bother us too much, you know, being frogs and all. But
yeah.
It's causing some real problems for other people. So
Hopefully,
I'm guessing this has something to do with what y'all have been up to. How's that going?
It's
everyone's
influence.
We're getting there. We were just discussing next steps, but if there's a timer on this, I guess we need to beat feet, huh?
Possibly.
Is he standing here in front of me, or is this a messenger?
Are you still holding him, or are you putting
No, him I put him out. I got
you
him out of the back.
You put him down, and you see this frog, like, unnaturally standing upright in almost like a humanoid pose.
So this is just a messenger?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, that's not Illig. That's not the Illig I knew.
It's not the real Illig.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were discussing what to do next, you know.
So you kill Scavenda?
Done.
Check.
Can't kill Ingolin?
Working on.
That's next.
Yeah, that's
okay,
next.
That's probably what's going on then.
Yeah, it is raining cats and frogs here.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, well, yeah, that'd probably be why, I guess, Ingolin is sort of spreading her control across all of the realm without her sisters. It's not good, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
But if we could, you know, if you can take care of that quickly, we greatly appreciate it.
Message received and understood. We will make our way there immediately.
Cool.
The DM's like, I would like to get out of this.
There's a timer on it. That makes sense.
Shit is happening.
Yeah.
The world's continuing.
Yeah. Says the man who has real events happen all the time outside of his player's sight.
Of course.
How's it feel?
Good.
How does it feel?
Feels great. Feels like I'm living in a real living world.
Fucking froggy.
Is there anything that the soggy court can do for you to help?
Is there still sunlight there?
No, we've kind of completely cloud covered at this point. It's spreading over the thither.
Okay.
They're holding their own very well, but if there's anything you could do to aid Morgort.
While we're doing this, I'm going to take out my broadsword and just hold it over Amador because it's a moon touch, and I think it's... I need to look it up. I think it's bright light within 15 feet.
But it's
not sunlight. I
don't know
if that'll help.
Yeah. We can certainly try.
Yeah.
Morgoth, how you doing? Morgoth says, I'm doing all right. Can't complain.
MVP over here. So modest.
Mm-hmm. MVP.
So modest.
He always says, oh, good. Well, it seems like they're doing fine.
Ish.
I mean, we have our balloon factory is back up, so we can send some people in balloons if there's any supplies or anything you might need. Not that we have a lot. Maybe some more, I don't know if you need more mushrooms.
I actually haven't had to use too many mushrooms. I still got 5 left.
Okay, well.
If you got any, like, magical weapons from the kingdom that you could use to help us take down Indolin, that'd be fantastic. We're going up against something not exactly a joke.
Not really, unfortunately.
If you've got any interesting potions that might be really fun to use, I would take one or 3.
All right, I'll see what we can muster up and have some balloons take that over to you. Best of luck. If I don't hear from you, I'll assume the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yep.
Yeah, I guess that's all there is to it, you know. Our fates are kind of in your hands right now, so please don't fuck it up.
Gotcha.
Yeah, no pressure.
Do our best.
Cool.
So my sword does
And it's just beams at that.
And the frogs sort of, I don't know what they call that thing, the sort of sack that inflates.
Oh, yeah, they're like neck sack, yeah.
That inflates and inflates and the whole frog inflates and then pops like a balloon.
Ew!
And it's just confetti.
Okay. Morgort, I was about to have you punch your boss whenever...
He's not technically my boss anymore. I left the court. So.
Well, then it'd be great if I told you to punch him. You could just have fun.
Yeah, could do.
I'm holding my sword. It is bright light over Amador. Does it seem to be
doesn't
helping?
Doesn't seem to be doing anything other than illuminating him and making it more obvious to everyone that, like, the color is fading out of him.
That sucks. I don't know what to do about that. That sucks.
Well, I do.
Go fast.
Go kill Indolin.
Or, now this is just a little bit of, you know, nerdy science.
Mm.
The sun is just a big ball of fire radiating light. Could a campfire do that on a smaller scale and help?
Mm. No. I thought that this might work because it's reflected
magic,
sunlight.
No, it's just,
yeah, but, yeah.
Polinella, my love. I know I said we'd be together for all our days, but I suppose my days may be shorter than I expected.
They're numbered.
Is he, like, gonna die right now, or is he just being dramatic?
He's being incredibly dramatic.
Okay. I kind of, like, get it together, man.
Suddenly falls off.
You wouldn't happen to have several trillion tons of helium around, would you?
Huh?
Absolutely
not. A trillion?
To start up a sun.
Oh! And, you know, destroy the planet making it.
Is a trillion enough?
Probably not.
A trillion's not enough.
No. It's a good starting block, though.
Small sun.
Anyway.
A pentakillion?
probably still not.
Pentaquillion. I'll look it up later. Yeah.
We need to move on.
What's the quick? I mean, do we go back and take the tunnel?
Yeah,
I think the only way we can approach without being seen.
And we also need to take a little bit of a
nippy
rest.
Well, how long has it been since we rested? We might not be ready for one yet, right?
Like a short rest.
Well, but I mean, if we're going all the way back, can we actually move this so I can?
Yeah. Sorry.
I can't hardly see it.
You guys are currently like here.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
So if we go one, two, back to the cave, that's going to get us right up to the next long rest, right?
Yeah, sure.
Then we could just see you going fresh, you know?
Sure.
I mean, I don't think that's a bad idea. I'm down 2 rages. So I think... And you guys would be able to benefit from my my bolstering magic again, so I could give you the D3s again.
Yeah, I'm fine either way. I've been playing it conservative because I didn't think we'd get another long rest, but if we can...
I want us to go in fresh to a fight that big. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think that's worth it.
As long as it's not going to kill Amador or...
I don't know.
Make a flood wash away.
Well, if we get in the cave, at least Amador's out of the rain. That will help a little bit.
Yeah.
You waterlog a plant, I assume it also.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, let's hoof it. Let's get going.
Okay. So you regret not taking the daylight spell.
Right?
So it's going to take you about 3 hexes of movement to get back to the Brigand Online. Who wants to roll the survival check?
I got good survival.
I was going to say I'm rolling like shit.
Go for it, Edson.
Yeah, with advantage, because you're going to have
help. Mine doesn't count.
I have advantage.
Oh, I would have gotten it.
Follow tracks, forge, find a trail. And we've been this way before.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah definitely going to get advantage. Perfect. Good, because I was in that one. And that's a 4, so 8.
I should have fucking rolled. God damn it.
Can I use my inspiration on that fire just so we don't waste time being lost? I do, apparently. And now it's gone. Is that another advantage roll or just single dice?
I'd be re-rolling the die.
14. Dirty 20. Much better.
Okay. Alright, so you are able to make it back to the Brigandock Mines. It takes a few more hours. But you find yourselves entering into the mine opening, getting out of the wind and the rushing rainfall, finding yourselves a little less covered in slick coldness. Weird way of phrasing that.
I didn't like it.
Still accurate. Slick
I didn't
coldness.
Like it.
cold slickness is no better.
Yeah, Molliver, the human, and Trig, and the Brigandock are down there and welcome you in. Offer you some hot coffee or hot chocolate if you prefer. And you guys are able to rest here for a while, as long as you wish, short rest, long rest, in preparation for your entrance into Indolin's castle.
Hooray!
Okay. Yeah, I think we should do long rest so that you're fully fresh, both of you.
Yeah, absolutely. Because this ain't going to be easy.
Okay, you can take that little long rest.
Slam that long rest button. Oh, I didn't get out my pencil. Because I need 4 different utensils. Utensils? Writing instruments. Okay.
During this long rest, can I take some time just to try to figure out my clockwork and duck?
Yeah.
Just sit there and study.
Can you make Arcana or Tinker Tools check? So it's intelligence plus proficiency.
I'll definitely do Tinker Tools because that'll be better. Because what is?
After this, do we want to pause it real quick?
Yeah.
Impulse proficiency is 3, so 14.
14? You're not sure. You know it does something.
Can I assist him? I'm not smart, but I can, like, hold things. If you're like, ooh, hold it here, I'll put a finger here, and I'll hold it here. I don't know if that...
Yeah, okay. Roll with advantage.
Advantage!
Worse.
Yeah, well. I press a little too hard and then give it back.
My duck.
Never mind.
My duck.
No, never mind.
Kind of, like, bend that back into shape and be like, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay, we're recording.
Balls!
Balls!
Floppity balls.
So, You all complete a long rest.
Yay!
Click that button. Get your hit points and hit dice and all of that back.
I feel lucky again.
That was amazing. Let's fix that.
Do you, punk? So you feel lucky.
Nice.
Abador, unfortunately, is not looking any better. It doesn't look like the long rest helped him whatsoever.
Even if I left my sword out, propped up in such a way, that doesn't seem to have sucks.
What if I paint this out on a wall?
It might cheer him up. Molliver, the human who lives down in the mines of the Birkenock, says, yeah, your friend here really doesn't look good. Do you want us to look after him for a while?
If you could. Yeah. He needs some sun.
Unfortunately, that's the one thing we don't have a lot of over here.
Well, yeah, give it a little bit of time, and you will.
I guess just...
I suppose you can use, like, a wish stone to make him somehow feel like he's got a son helping him out.
It was worth a try. I'll see if... hey, Trig, do we have any sun wish stones? Trig seems to think for a second and says, I'll go see if I can find a dreamsicle for him. Patters off.
And I guess post somebody up at the cavern entrance, because when the sun does come out, he'll need to be moved out there as quickly as possible.
Good thinking. Yeah, we'll do that.
Cool.
Oh, I almost forgot. The Korreds and the Briganox, they wanted to say thank you to you guys.
Oh, great.
For your help in sorting all of their animosity out. So they made you a little something, and he pulls out what looks to be a wish stone, this unpolished bit of amber-like rock with sort of golden glow coming out from it. That's been wrapped around a braided, like iron rope, looks to be like Korred hair. It's been woven around one of these wish stones. And he holds it out and says, this is their way of saying thank you.
Okay.
I will cherish it always.
Okay.
Can I?
Can I identify if we'd like, just
ritual?
In case.
No.
Yeah, if you'd like to.
Take I've got a ritual identify.
We can do it in the tunnel.
Yeah, while we're walking.
No. You don't look at the price tag while you.
Thank you. Oh, only $10.
That would be hilarious.
Okay. And you proceed on your way. Amador and Polinella stay behind.
Yep.
That leaves the three of you. Along with Quan and
Morgoth,
the Knight of Warts. Okay, so you are led back to the chasm where you had seen the rope bridge that spans across the 100-foot gap. You're told that the entrance into the castle is on the other side. You're also warned that this is the chasm where they throw all the bad wishes. So sometimes nasty and unpleasant things come rising up. Mm-hmm. And you were told to just make your way across as quickly but safely as possible.
Mm-hmm. When we're standing at the beginning of the bridge, can we see the other side of it?
You can. It's 100 feet on the other side.
Same. We'll start to worry about it.
Well,
I'm going to fly over the bridge.
Oh, hi,
yeah, I was
going to
say... stay above the bridge. Do we want to go one at a time? No, we decided that it would hold all of us.
Still kind of like one at a time.
Especially with especially considering, the elephant in the room.
With really good ears, I might add.
I mean, he's not wrong.
That's anything bad.
Right? okay, well, I guess we'll see what happens to you. Good luck.
I'll go over first, flying over the bridge, but not, walking across it.
Flying over the bridge? Okay. Mm-hmm. As you get out onto the bridge, you begin to hear laughter coming up from under... The dark recesses below.
Hey guys, this chasm's got a sense of humor.
I don't. Do we recognize the laughter?
Sounds like cackling.
It's a cackling chasm. It's a fun thing to say.
Keep going. Do you look down or you just continue?
Keep going. Nice.
Keep going. Okay.
Eyes forward.
Those of you who are on the edge begin to see lights lifting up out of the darkness below.
Uh oh.
These six motes of light begin to rise up towards Finn.
Okay.
And he's just booking it to the other side of the bridge.
Yeah, fast as I can.
Just as fast as you can across. Mm-hmm. Okay. What's your flying speed?
30.
Okay.
A dirty 30. And so I could go 60 feet in the round.
Can I take one of my javelins and throw it at one of the lights?
You can if you want to.
Okay. You want to lose your javelin forever.
I want to know what happened.
Okay. Make an attack roll.
Okay. So it probably shouldn't attack before it does anything bad.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't hit. 13.
Okay, no, you miss.
Yeah, of course.
Javelin goes flying past the lights into the darkness below.
Do they react?
Hey, are you attacking me?
No, of course not. Do the lights react at all?
One of them turns towards you, and you see that these are actually skulls.
Okay.
That have sort of giving off this sort of flaming glow around them. And the one that the javelin sailed past looks at you and laughs menacingly. As you are sailing forward, these lights come up towards around you, but as soon as you pass the halfway point on the bridge, they stop. And just watch you go.
Okay. And did they tell us not to look down, or they just told us to move quickly?
They said to move quickly.
Alright.
And then, once you are getting towards the other side, all six of these
I'm flying away, I'm like, it's like, I know you hate for me to go, but I'm sure you like to watch me leave. And I shake my tail feather and say...
All right.
They all cackle, and then the six skulls turn to look at those of you who haven't crossed yet.
Probably we should just go quickly in a line.
They begin to swirl in a circle around the bridge and come towards you.
I wait for them. I'm standing 1 foot on the bridge.
Okay.
I know what they do to me.
Can I, as they start to turn around and go back, I'm going to fly back over to about the halfway point, and I'm going to just put 1 foot into the halfway point. Okay. Hey, guys.
They all turn and start flying towards
you. I put 2 feet on them.
And as I do that, I look at you too. I'm like...
Okay, I start going. Come on, let's go.
I kind of take a step back, like, oh, can you get me over here?
As soon as you cross the halfway point, they turn and start...
Take a step back over.
they said go quickly, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, Finn, up, and then I'm going to take off. I run 45.
Fly up into the air.
45 feet around, so I'm going to take off and I'm going to punch one.
So they face me, but do they do anything? Or they?
No, they just cackle at you.
Oh.
Great.
These are just some impractical jokesters.
Maybe. I run right towards them.
Okay.
Grab one. Is it physical?
Go ahead and make
You can just leave them. You can just run past.
How does grappling work? Hey.
She makes an attack. They make a acrobatics.
I thought they just did like a flat DC.
But it's a flat DC.
You use an unarmed strike. So yeah, make an unarmed strike.
Unarmed strike. Yeah.
But if you do that, you can't dash, right?
We're not in combat
I think it's fine. 26.
26, okay. That definitely hits. You grab one by its jawbone.
Cool. Does it do anything to me? Oh, I got a new toy! Let's go! And I rattle it around. Can I hit another one with the skull and see?
Sure.
So, you bulldoze across this bridge halfway. Start going to town. I mean, you just see this big, slow, lumbering elephant going, this is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, you know what, though? They're not bothering you. I'm just going
to As she starts doing this, I'm kind of like, oh, that was a pretty good impression of them. And I'm just going to fly back to the other side.
Okay.
What happens if I take one past the halfway point?
It'll still go with you, as long as you're pulling it.
Yes!
Are you going to feed and water it every day?
I don't think I have to worry about that. As long as I keep my hand in its mouth, it's coming with me.
Just gonna keep trudging across the bridge and hope the damn things leave me alone.
How does Quan react to my tomfoolery?
Good old Sarova.
that's right.
You grab one and we can high skull.
High skull?
To the high five.
Okay. No, he doesn't grab one. He tries, but it flies out of his reach.
Better luck next time.
Spike it like a football.
I'm gonna when I get to the other side.
Sure. Okay.
Are we the bad ones? Are we the bad guys?
Carnival. We're not flaming skulls. So yeah.
All right, you make it to the end, and as you do, the skull that you have your fist in its mouth goes, "Good job."
I hold it by the skull. What?
I said, "Good job."
Your whole job is just to threateningly laugh at people?
Well, I don't really have a job. This is more for fun. I'm a skull.
Spike it. Does it break?
It shatters into a million pieces.
Great. Okay.
Oh, now that I know you can talk, that I was attached to him.
Absolutely not.
That's what I didn't name it.
Yeah, exactly.
V5 remaining drift back down into the cavern below.
Deuces! Okay.
Fare thee well, Marcus. You're in Skull Heaven now.
What?
You named it?
You named it in that little amount of time?
Let's move on and never speak of this.
I had my hand in its mouth the whole time. Why did you name it?
Why wouldn't I?
What? What?
Morgort, back me up here, right? If your flaming skull heart starts talking, you name it.
Under no circumstances.
You guys do remember we're on a time crunch right now, right?
Oh, we're walking and arguing.
Says the person who grabbed the laughing skull as they were crossing the bridge.
I didn't stop moving when I did that. That was a moving attack.
You're so gonna die.
I move 45 feet and around. I can do whatever the fuck I want while I'm moving. Because I'm fast! I think the longer my hair gets, the more I return to my original programming. Anyway.
Okay.
We'll proceed.
You make it to the other side of the chasm. And find yourselves at the opening of a 10-foot diameter tunnel that leads into the dark recesses of the stone ahead of you. Not too far forward, you come to what looks to be a wall of loose-fitting stones. The red light shines through the cracks, and you hear the sounds of shouting and hammering coming from somewhere beyond the wall.
Okay.
Can I roll a perception check to see if I can make out what the shouting and hammering is about?
Certainly.
Me as well?
Yeah.
I will happily.
We kind of line up to it, like one on top of the other, here to the door.
14.
15.
14.
Finn, from what you can hear, it sounds like craft work being done.
I love this band.
Yeah.
Okay.
The sort of shouting you would sort of associate with your background of being akin to sort of the behind the scenes workings of like a stage theater.
Oh.
Mm.
Makes sense with what we know of her.
And appropriately enough, Kraftwerk is an industrial band. Theater of the mind. Is this like a door, or is it just cracks in the wall?
It is a wall of loose-fitting stones with red light coming through the cracks.
Oh, so it's maybe been walled up a little bit before?
So we're going to have to tear down this wall.
Make ourselves known. Is there any way for me to, gently pull down some stones so that it's not quite as loud?
You didn't get the spell meld into stone, pass through stone shape.
I've only got second level spells.
Also,
stone the mud.
Did you identify that thing?
Oh, did I?
Stone the blood.
You said we were good while we were walking.
The wish stone. What kind of wish was it that you were gifted? I'll leave it up to you.
Oh, like flavor-wise?
Mm-hmm.
Ginger peach.
Okay. And what does that entail?
What kind of wish?
What are the details of the wish? Like, the sort of general vibe of it. What was the wish made? Who made it? What were they wishing for?
Ginger peach. Well, clearly it's a southern woman who is... who is feeling a bit lonely. And is wishing for some company.
True love.
Okay.
Or at least a quick fix.
All right. Absolutely perfect. All right. So that's what your wish stone is.
Nice.
And it's just like a wish stone, like on a braid.
In a hair braid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's wrapped in a cord of woven cord hair.
This doesn't, if I, swing this around and hit the stones, it's not going to, blow through the wall or something like that.
Probably not.
It's just going to make a very lonely woman feel satisfied.
I think that already happened. That's why the wishstone is there.
Yeah. Quan and I can take care of the wall. So I would like with him to start, if possible, removing...
But there's people like right on the other side, it sounds like, or...
You can hear noises from somewhere beyond the wall. They sound distant enough that they're not on the immediate...
Maybe start at the top and peer through, see what you can see.
Well, that's... We're going to take stones down. We're going to start at the top, take stones down, because we don't want to watch, fully collapse. Because there's nowhere right now to actually peer through, right? There's just a dull red glow on the other
side. There's cracks in the wall you can try to peek through.
Okay.
Oh, there's a hole in the wall.
Okay. You want me to roll for it?
No, I'll just tell you what you see.
Oh, great. Well,
you see crates of props stacked on top of one another in a small chamber alongside wooden backdrops draped in cobwebs. An 8-foot-high diameter circular wooden painted disc looks like a smiling moon leaning against one wall. And looks like there are clutters of puppets and marionettes filling one of the corners.
Mm, mm-hmm.
And nothing against this fake wall?
Nope.
Yeah, so, like I said, we take down the stones top to bottom as quietly as we can.
All right. The stones aren't mortared, so you can slide them out of place and set them aside and make a hole big enough for you to crawl through one at a time.
Awesome.
It would be possible, well, after we crawl through, to put this moon in front of the hole so that it's hidden.
Absolutely. So who wants to go in first?
I go in first.
Zorova climbs in first. Okay. You climb into this cluttered storage room. As you do, you hear a voice from the corner where you see the stacked up puppets. And it says, hey, over here. I've gotten myself into a little bit of trouble.
Okay. Who is this?
You look in that direction, you see a wooden marionette carved and painted to look like a human skeleton.
Okay.
That appears to be tangled in its own strings.
If I untangle you, are you going to tell somebody? You going to make a lot of noise?
No. Unless you want me to.
I definitely don't want you to make any noise.
Okay.
If I cut your strings, is that going to hurt you?
Probably, yes. Please don't do that.
Fiddly fucking work. Fit!
I'm coming.
Actually, I'm pretty dexterous. Hold on. I'm very dexterous. Never mind. I will do this.
Right,
I don't know. What's your dexterity?
Less than three. Less than
nine. Okay.
Make a sleight of hand.
Not by blades.
Okay.
No, plus two.
All right. Sleight of hand. And I believe I did take that. Yes. Damn it. Cool. So that's a 14.
14? Perfect. After about a minute, you manage to untangle this marionette from its tangled strings. He goes, oh, that's so much better. Thank you so much. Just thank you so much. That's so much better. I've been tangled up in here for, I don't know how time is expressed, but a while.
Are you like awakened or something? What's your deal, bro?
Oh, I'm a living doll.
What's your name, friend?
Break a Leg is my name.
Break a Leg.
I was the first living doll in Dolin May, but I have a few defects, so she just left me here.
What are your defects?
Oh, you know, I'm not as evil as she wanted me to be.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm terrible at keeping secrets.
Oh, tell me all of her secrets.
Girl, dish.
Dish.
Those don't sound like defects to us.
Well, I don't have any dishes, but I think there are some in the kitchen.
No.
Girl, tell me all the secrets that you have that you're supposed to keep, but obviously can't.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm not supposed to tell them. I'm just really bad at keeping them. Like, you know, how Indolin has invisible parchment. She keeps her secrets written on up in her room. And also how you can get into the prison by making the door yawn or laugh.
Okay.
Yeah, those are the kinds of things I'm not supposed to tell people.
What else are you not supposed to tell me?
Yeah, you don't have to tell anybody those things. That's good. Yeah. What other things are you not supposed to tell anybody? Just so we know that you don't so you don't have to tell them.
I'm definitely not supposed to tell anybody about Stage Fright's scepter, because it unlocks a special door.
Who's Stage Fright?
He's the stage manager for the Indolin's plays.
And he has a scepter that unlocks things?
Mm-hmm.
What's it unlock?
A special door somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us more about Stage Fright.
What's the yawning?
Stage Fright's
there's
goblin.
A door that you goblin. Make it right. to the prison.
We'll make sure to keep, be wary of them. So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it sounds like you know about his special scepter already, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it's fine. It's fine that you
I don't know why she would put you aside like this. Like you got no defects. You're delightful.
Well, that's nice of you to say.
Does she have any defects?
Evil.
I don't know. Maybe, probably.
Yeah, we all do.
Do we?
Yeah.
That's comforting. I thought I was the only one with defects. Mm-hmm.
I have so many defects.
Oh, tell me about yours.
Oh my god, I talk too much. I name skulls way too quickly after I meet them.
That's a little too cocky at times.
That's true. I'm the right amount of cocky.
Except when it backfires, which means it was too much.
I often rush into danger quickly, despite my hollow bones.
There are a lot of hollow bones.
Daddy issues! Oh, sorry, I sneezed.
I didn't catch that, but... you know, and I just care a lot. I care too much, probably.
Wow, I'm sorry. You must have a rough life.
I have an unbelievably exciting life because our defects are what make us interesting.
Our defects also get us locked in a storage cabinet for untold eons.
Well, you're not locked in anymore.
No, but here's the thing. It shouldn't.
Oh, I mean, okay. Shoulda, woulda, coulda doesn't change the reality of life.
No, but I'm saying is this is not how people should treat you just because you have defects.
So, can I look at him closely? Are his strings, like, integral and molded in, or can they be untied?
They're, like, actually part of his body.
Okay.
And do they, like, go up to that, like, cross thing that you would... Oh, this other part of it.
So, if I do this, I'm going to take his strings and I'm going to bend them. Does that hurt?
No.
All right. You just keep talking. And I want to, if possible, take his strings and fashion them into a little backpack. That means he won't be tangled up in them again.
That's fantastic.
That's wonderful.
Okay. Joe.
And then you can feel free to
get out of this place. What other secrets do you know?
I know... those are the only ones I can remember.
Okay. Do you want a girlfriend? Don't we have a marionette?
I just look at Finn, like...
Don't you have a marionette? I'm 100% sure we got a marionette at some point.
It's not a lie.
So?
It'd be like giving him a sex doll.
What other boy does he have in life?
I do have a 12-inch marionette.
Also, does this thing look like it has a dick or genitalia?
Hold on. 12-inch marionette?
Yeah.
That's a child.
Huh? He's not human-sized, right?
No.
Okay.
He's marionette-sized. I'm picturing like a full-on...
How tall is break a leg, Matt?
Matt is done with you bitches. Matt is fucking
done. Oh, yes,
done.
Us bitches, yeah.
You're the one who said sex toy, weirdo!
You're the one who want a girlfriend.
That's fine.
We're sorry.
Girlfriend does not automatically equate sex. Okay.
That's a fair point.
She's just a girl that's a friend. Poor Matt, he's just over
How tall is Break a Leg?
Oh, his name's Break a Leg.
Break a Leg. He is tiny. He's about 18 inches tall.
Okay, so 12-inch marionette wouldn't be. So, Break a Leg, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
My friend here has a germ of a good idea. We've got this.
Thank you.
And I pull out this my 12-inch marionette. Is this something that you could bring to life?
Oh, no. I don't know how to do that.
Oh, okay.
It would be nice to have a friend, though.
I start working on this marionette's and making its strings into a little backpack, too. They don't talk on their own. They're just a regular marionette like the rest of them.
Okay.
You want her?
Sure.
Friend.
Hi. It's nice to meet you. I'm Break-A-Leg.
They don't talk.
That's okay.
Okay.
So Break-A-Leg, if you could do anything, what would you do? Outside of this room, if you didn't have to stay in this room.
I don't know.
Would you be interested in figuring that out?
Sure, why not? Can I bring my new friend?
Of course.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We've made an exit for you.
Well, we're gonna go take care of a few things with Bavlorna. Well,
I opened the pocket Bavlorna's to my card. Scabitha?
Andolin.
Andolin.
End of the line.
I opened the pockets to one of my pockets, my cargo pants pockets, of holding. Do you want to just hang out in here until we're done with killing your boss?
No, I've had enough of being in an enclosed dark space for a while.
Fair enough.
Maybe going out would be fun.
Yeah. Well, if you want, we can come. We're going to go take care of this. We can come back when we're done, just to let you know that it's safe. There's also, and I point to the wall we just came through, you can also crawl through there. There's a tunnel. It'll take you to some really nice people, the Bragonox and the Cornelids?
Corids.
The Corids are the short ones, right? No, the Bragonox. The Bragonox are actually about your height. I think you'd really like them.
No, the Corids are really small.
Is it the Corids? Did I have it backwards?
The Corids are really tiny.
The Bragonox are like mouse size.
Yeah.
The Corids are a little larger than that.
The Bragonox are small. I'm sorry, I had a flip.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Yeah, so, let's go talk to them.
Yeah, so just go through the wall.
Okay.
Go straight. You'll go over a bridge. There'll be some laughing skulls. They're just having a good time and want to cheer you on.
Yay, I like having a good time.
Just don't stop to talk to them. They don't like that. You just have to keep going.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then just keep...
So a good time in passing.
Yes.
And then you just keep going until you hear the sounds of little hammers.
Okay.
And then let them know that Phineas and Edrun and Sarova sent you, and that you're somebody who's looking to find his way in life.
I will do that. Thank you all.
Good luck.
You too. I don't know what you're here to do, but good luck.
Uh-huh. We're here to have fun.
We're here to make things better.
You hear Morel say, "We're here to kill!"
But no one but Finn can understand that.
Can understand
So he's gone from nihilistic to murderous, and I love it.
I really worry about the influence I'm having on this mushroom.
This little marionette crawls out through the hole and disappears in the mud.
That's awesome.
I hope we see Break a Leg again someday. Alright, well, shall we go kill a hag?
First, we gotta find stage fright.
Oh, yeah, we gotta list the things. Our secret invisible papers.
Well, that's gonna be after we kill her, right?
Yeah.
Door to the prison, all you have to do is
make it laugh or yawn.
Tickle it or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe stage fright. I wonder if stage fright opens the door to her place.
Like, or maybe it opens the door or something of importance is sealed away, right?
Well, let's go. Let's try and see if we can find the prison first, just to see what's up.
Yeah, let's lay the land from here. So,
well, one of you two is a lot sneakier than me.
Oh yeah, I'm
so
stealthy.
Scout ahead.
I got a plus +3.
I have a plus +5.
Okay, that's you, bro.
I'm gonna scout ahead, see what the hammering is, see kind of who's out there.
Okay. Are you trying to be stealthy?
Yes, absolutely.
You're right.
It's cocked. Honor the cock.
Honor the cock.
Honor the cock.
24.
Has there ever been a statement more taken up by the entirety of the world of D&D?
How do you want to do this?
I think honor the cock's got to be getting up there, right? I'm sad you came up with something in response to that. Because honor the cock is so much
it's
better.
It's fantastic. All right, Finn, you sneakily sneak out of the doorway of the storage room, and looking around, you see that... to your left, appears to open up into a, looks to be a large workshop, and you see various pulleys and rigging, what you think to be probably the underside, or the area underneath a theater stage, based on the mechanisms you see at work. And then to your right, you see a short hallway that ends in a featureless stone door.
Featureless stone door.
Yep. And it looks like to either side of the stone door, there are two rusty suits of armor that looks to be sized for goblins, equipped with halberds.
The armors look like they're...
The armor looks very rusty.
And there's no downward path?
No.
There's no... Okay.
So I go back and relay that all to you guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, the door seems like the most important thing. Compared to
you think those armor suits are going to come to life?
Knowing this place, I can't even guess what's going to happen.
They might,
but
we're here and we're queer.
I would like to go to that understage area for just a minute or two.
Okay. Sure.
Go with that?
Yeah.
I'm going to go to that understage area, and because I know, because we've been told she likes to, like, put on elaborate performances and whatnot, right? I'd like to break some of those equipment so her plays won't go the way she wants.
Well, funny shit.
Starts one soon.
Are you just going to walk out and do that?
Oh, wait. Well, does someone see you?
Except that he hasn't seen.
I haven't seen anyone, as of yet.
He is much more stealthy than you are.
You do still hear the noises of people working somewhere nearby.
Well, so there's probably still people.
Yeah.
You don't see anyone?
I haven't seen them, but that doesn't mean they're not around.
Yeah, I mean, if there's noise of them working in a group, can we, like, try to locate where that is?
Sure.
Do you want to have Stealthy Finn do that, or do you all want to creep out around and do that?
I can get what I want done. Because I could go invisible for an hour. Go do what I want to do in, like, 2 minutes, and then we go through the door with a goblin armor.
Well, why don't you go invisible? Why don't you see who those people are?
Yeah, I mean,
you know, do some
invisible.
That way.
Yeah.
Again, I can't be very quiet, but I will give it a shot.
You get advantage on your... Well, you probably roll flat, because you're in plate. Are you in plate?
No. No, I don't even wear armor.
Oh, okay. So you'd roll with advantage, then.
Just double check. Yeah, I don't have any disadvantage on stealthing, but just my bonus is +0. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to cast invisibility on myself.
Okay.
So I can just wander into that understage area.
Okay.
Do I see people?
You come around through the understage area, and you see as you round the corner what appears to be the cavernous underbelly of the stage, which is noisy and hot. Goblins work a forge, saw wood, and daub paint onto wooden backdrops. A woman in a tight-fitting dress barks orders at the workers, while a goblin frantically makes adjustments to her costume using needles, pins, and thread. A tiny creature that you recognize as a Braganok, chained to a hooded lantern on a tabletop, is using a stick of charcoal to sketch something on a piece of parchment at incredible speed, and a wispy bulb of light flutters in the air next to him.
Is anybody looking at the Braganok?
No, there are people working around him, but no one seems to be staring at him.
And he's attached to a hooded lantern?
He's chained to a hooded lantern.
Does that
throw his shadow up on something?
Yeah, he casts a shadow on a wall. Yeah.
Mm. Is the chain just, like, hooked on a wall, or is it, like, he's fixed to something?
So there's a lantern on the table next to him, and he is chained to that lantern.
Right, and he's tiny, so that would be
his mouse size.
Can't easily break that.
Just grab the lantern.
It turns invisible when you pick it up.
Hmm.
He might not turn invisible.
He won't, no.
But
the chain will still be there and he won't be able to get away with me holding it.
That's the weird thing, yeah. You pick up the lantern. Presumably the chain would be invisible. It's such a weird...
I was hoping I could just, like, detach the chain in some way. But if it's physically fixed to the lantern, it can't be easily detached, I'm guessing.
You can try to break it if you want to.
I think you should just I'll let it go.
Gently scoop him up along with the lantern and come out really quick before he can start screaming. Just yoink him.
A yoink? Scoop him.
First, can I go and do what I was originally wanting to do? Sabotage some of the equipment just in, like, little ways, like cutting a rope here or just, like, jimmying a mechanism so no one returns there.
Make a sleight of hand check.
Going to become a Phantom of the Opera?
I want to screw with this.
I don't even know this shit.
That's pretty close, yeah.
Do I get to the advantage for this or no? Or advantage, I have to say, because I'm invisible, so I'm trying to take my
advantage. Yeah.
Good, because this +0 is not going to be great. 18.
Okay. You're able to fiddle with the machinery using your knowledge of contraptions and machinery to do.
Just enough to fuck with the next performance. Mm-hmm. A thing won't rise, a rope
not
won't.
Not that she's going to have a next performance.
Might, who knows? And then on the way out of the stage thing, I'm going to scoop up the Raganaut, grab the lantern so they all go invisible, and get out of that back area back to where the group is.
Okay. You scoop up the lantern, which turns invisible. You grab the Braganok, which now seems to be floating through the air in your hand.
He doesn't go invisible because I'm technically carrying him?
It's a creature. He's not an object.
Ooh.
Hustle.
Well, if I go like this on my coat, would he be covered by it or no? Then I'm just going to move quick.
Coat is invisible.
Move fast.
Unfortunately, the woman in the long gown that's currently being sewn upon, upon seeing the light begin to move in her periphery, turns and sees the Braganok floating away. You! Stop! You are not to leave! What are you doing? The Braganok's like,
Keep going.
Say you're going to the bathroom.
I'm going to the bathroom, eh?
Yeah! Pulled off. So you come back around. The rest of you see this floating Briganok come around the corner.
I take it?
No, like I was like, it's me.
Shh, be quiet.
Still chained to... Are you holding on the lantern?
I would give it to her as well. Yeah. Like,
okay, and a lantern appears in your hand.
Just be quiet. I put him on my shoulder and I break the chain so that it's not on the lantern.
Okay.
I set the lantern down. Let's go!
Okay. As you do that, a human woman in a long green dress comes around the corner looking rather upset, and as she spies the lot of you...
So invisible.
Not you. the other four of you says this look of consternation. Who are you? What are you doing down here? Dare to shush me!
I grab her. Shut up. Shut up.
Shut up. Don't you know who we are?
Unhand my purse in this instance.
It's okay. You can let her go. As long as she agrees to be quiet.
Shut up. Why should I be quiet? Amongst you ruffians who I do not recognize.
Because I happen to be Prismere's leading theater critic. And Endeline must not know that I am here, because that could affect my review. And I'm sure Endeline would like a good review for her production, but as part of my job, I must get intimate with the cast.
I'm mad.
So this is my bodyguard, my other bodyguard.
He's invisible.
Morgor.
Okay, go.
Oh, Morgor. And Quan, you have three bodyguards.
As a critic of my station must, of course, travel with an appropriate retinue. Matthew, may I please roll a deception check? A
bullshit check?
You absolutely can.
Full of bullshit!
And I'm going to spend a luck point on this one, because you have to spend them ahead of time now for advantage.
Yep.
Sad. But yeah. This seems like a fun one to be lucky on. Okay, that is a 24.
Nice.
For
deception.
She seems to flush for a moment. He composes herself. Oh, I had no idea.
Yes, we like to do these things. So I'm surprised. That way you can't adjust the production for my presence.
What?
You understand. You shouldn't even see me right now.
This is not the Howlin' you're looking for.
Perhaps I don't see you. Perhaps I didn't see you. But I must ask what you were doing with that little creature that I saw floating away this direction.
I sound really dumb. Me like. Me want.
I'm afraid that one belongs to the mistress of the theater. I must insist upon his return.
Me like. Me want.
It's best not to argue with her. She has a bit of a... She got hit in the head with a flaming skull once really hard. Hasn't been the same ever since. I say, but I'll make sure that he is returned to his post haste. Once I talk her out of it. If you'll forgive this one indulgence.
Make another deception check.
Advantage since I'm acting dumb in order to help.
Sure.
Yes.
Thank you. That is a 21.
That's a reliable talent, isn't it?
Sure, he has returned promptly.
Of course.
I do not want the mistress to know that he is not busy at work. He has very important things to do.
What is his job at this theater?
He designs the set pieces and grandiose attractions.
Oh. Well, then I definitely would like to have a word with him before I return him. Just to be curious, what goes into the creative process at this theater?
I shall await his return and your presence at our next performance.
Yes, of course. Leading role, I'm assuming.
How did you tell?
You just have an aura about you. You can always tell the leads in a production.
You truly are a professional. Very well.
I look forward to seeing the magic you put upon the stage.
She leans closer to you, Finn. Now, perhaps afterwards you can see the magic I
full in my dressing room.
I would be delighted, but I assure you it won't affect my review.
Of course not. Wink. And she goes back to the workshop. And you hear her start screaming at the person working on her dress about what isn't finished yet.
Okay, well, I take the little Briganok. Let's back away. Here, you hold him. And I'll... Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
And get his little chain.
You pop the chain.
Sup, little buddy?
Remember, now that we have that ruse, walk around like you own the place.
Oh, no, I'm going to get a clipboard here. Yeah.
Well, that was pretty
quick. Fashion one.
Yeah.
Right, nice of you to get me out of that that spot I'm in. Though I have to say, for a theater critic of your renown, I don't know that I can help you much. I just do what I'm told.
The whole story was bullshit.
It was all
a clever ruse to make sure that we kept you and she left.
Oh, I see.
I go, theater.
We're the Fae, Phaeton.
Phaeton.
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
I nominate him for inspiration for that.
I don't. I will happily take his inspiration. Do we have the coin?
Oh, no coins. Coins.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Well.
And I just go, tap my head.
What can I do you for then?
Oh, tap your nose. Whatever. Tap something.
Well, that was awful nice. Yeah, what can I do for you for?
Do you know anything about Endolin or how we can kill her?
I don't know. I can't say I'm too versed in the arts of combat. I'm just an architect.
No, any secrets, things you've seen, things are hidden away? This invisible body just starts talking.
Who's talking, eh?
That's our invisible me. Friend.
The one who rescued you.
Oh!
That's why you were floating.
Who's stage fright? It's not that woman, right?
No, stage fright's a goblin. He's the stage manager.
And if we wanted to find him, where would we go?
It's probably maybe doing rehearsals on the stage at the moment.
So, like, directly above us?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And do you want to get out of this mess that you're in?
Oh, very much so. I'd like to go home.
Well, good news. Mm-hmm. There is a direct route to your home. We can just in the wall behind us. I point to the hole in the wall.
Oh, yeah, the secret entrance, yeah.
Before we let him go, what's through that door? And I'll point, but he can't see me.
Oh, yeah, no, we got more questions before we let him go.
Good. Mm-hmm.
But I'm just assuring that, yeah, we're going to let him go. Absolutely. So he feels at ease and answers our questions. Yeah, what's behind the stone door with suits of armor?
Oh, that's the prison.
Huh, there we go. Okay. Double that door.
So that door needs to yawn or laugh.
Fright, the stage fright.
Do they have their own room somewhere? Somewhere they keep their goodies?
They have a scepter that unlocks things. Do you know what the scepter unlocks?
I don't know, no.
Okay.
Keep me down here.
How often does Indolin come down this way?
Oh, she doesn't tend to come down here.
Not to the stage? Then what's all this for?
She doesn't come down to the understage.
To the stage to see the performance.
Well, no, that's right. How often does she come to watch to watch a play? Or
oh, every day.
At a certain time?
Well, it seems regular, yeah.
Has she come today?
No, there hasn't been one today yet. Yesterday ended kind of messy.
What happened yesterday?
Oh, the actors forgot some of their lines, eh? So she stabbed one of them.
Okay.
Sounds like...
Remember that from the cutscene.
I was going to say, it vaguely sounds like something I saw in a cutscene once. Is there anything else you know that might be helpful to us in our quest to rid of this world of Endolin?
There's some goblins down here who work in the theater pits, but up there, it's mostly darklings and boglins, and little nasty creatures that she uses our wish stones to create. I'd avoid them. They can be kind of nasty.
Okay.
She uses the wish stones to create them?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah, some kind of dark magic.
Okay. Well.
That concerning.
Yeah.
All right. Well, should we let this guy go? Is there anything else we need?
Yeah.
I don't think we need.
I will take him over to the hole in the wall and
be free.
Or have Sorova take him over to the hole in the wall since you're tall and holding him.
Yep. I'll put him in there. Good luck, little buddy.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind.
And the laughing skulls when you cross the bridge—they're pretty much harmless.
Oh, yeah, I know about them.
Winky, Blinky, Tinky, Dinky, Clinky, and Jeff. Yeah, I'm familiar.
Ooh, sorry about Jeff.
What, did something happen?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be sure to give my condolences. Mm.
You will be able to, directly.
Cool. Right. Progress.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Good luck, eh?
So we go on through the prison door, or...?
I say we check out the prison first.
Yeah, that seems good. I'm going to have Edrin fashion me a clipboard. Just so if anybody sees us, I'll be making little notes on it.
That's funny.
Yeah, I can make that work. Yep. So I've got an actual like puzzle box. I can just take the box itself and carry it together and the metal thing. And just, there you go, clipboard. Oh, and a fountain pen, of course. The ruse is complete. So, lead the way.
Yeah. You go to the... Well, you should lead the way, Mr.
I'm invisible. You can't see which way I'm going. So it's a poor way for me to lead.
But you're the most stealthy.
Yep. So, we're out of the hall to the prison.
I walk around like you own the place.
Mm-hmm. Just kind of looking
it's not that far, right? You've already been there, right?
Yeah.
With my clipboard, just kind of looking at things, making the occasional scribble.
All right. You round the corner to the right, down the short hallway, where you see the two rusty suits of armor holding their halberds stationed either side of this featureless stone door.
I'm going to go coochie coochie coo and tickle the door.
Okay. Let's see here. A skeletal face appears upon the door. It opens its mouth to say, "You shall not pass this way. She's mouth open wide, and then goes, "I command you to go away."
I yawn.
Chris actually has to yawn.
Go!
I reach in and try to open the door from inside its mouth.
Just when it opens, you can go through, right?
Yeah, when the mouth opens, you can see into the chamber.
Oh, I just go in and hold his jaws open. Go.
Strength athletics.
Strength, okay.
A lot of you sticking your hands in the mouth.
I know, right?
It
seems weird. They're all skulls. Damn it! Inspiration.
Okay.
Fuck that. Okay. Dirty 20.
Dirty 20, okay. The mouth, you're able to wedge yourself in, and so hold and you're able to hold it up long enough for everyone to get in.
I'm through, just because you can't tell.
Love it.
I'm sure she felt you go by.
Yeah, I'm sure I knew.
All right.
Okay. Inside the prison, you see four cells sealed by stone doors branching off from the walls of this empty chamber. Stone levers jutting from the walls next to the doorways are used to raise and lower the cell doors. And you can see that each door has a small barred window that looks into the interior.
Okay.
Gonna look into the first cell.
Okay, you look into the first cell, and it appears to be empty.
Okay.
Anyone in there? That may just be invisible.
You don't get an answer from that cell, but you hear one from the one next to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who's there?
I go down and look in that cell.
You look into that cell, and you see what appears to be a Leonin looking back at you through the bars.
Does it look like Quan?
Doesn't look like, if you come over to...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Doesn't look like Quan, no.
If that was worried, we're worried, right? It was
I've been worried the whole time.
Too easy, yeah.
And this Leonin, when she sees you, it's just kind of curious looking at her, like, who are you? What are you doing here?
We're here to kill Indolin. Who are you?
Rescue you.
Are you here to kill Indolin or are you here to rescue me? Because you're giving me conflicting information.
Both. I mean, we're here to do all the above.
I mean, we're not here for you.
But we're here to any enemy of Indolin, locked up in her cells, is almost assuredly a friend of ours.
Where are you from?
Make a persuasion check for me.
Absolutely.
Me as well or just him?
You can both if you want to.
23.
Hey, I got a really good one too.
Huh.
Persuasion?
Mm-hmm.
That's a 19.
I'm not going to say I believe you, but if you want to get me out of here, it might go a long way to convincing me.
What's your name? Sarova.
I'm Phineas.
Did you just laugh at my name, bitch?
Really?
Really?
Let's not
what?
Start a fight.
Wait, what's your name? Is it Sarova 2? I don't know.
Is this some kind of trick?
No, wait.
Is this Indolin's, like, sick idea of a joke? Is that what this is? Because it's not fucking funny.
Wait, is your name actually Sarova?
Yeah, my name's Sarova.
Well, this is Sarova for real.
Does she look like me?
Kinda, yeah.
Older or younger?
You can make a perception check to try and see, because it's kind of dark.
What's Quan doing?
Quan is, like, looking back and forth between the two of you.
I have exceptional dark vision.
But he seems to be, like, eyeing you like, this is fucked up. What's
14.
14?
I got a better perception if that helps.
Mm-hmm.
If I rolled a 19, I'm on the wrong screen. Perception, 26.
26? There are similarities between her and Sarova. Certain, like, facial structure, patterning in the fur. And you think she's probably around the same age, maybe slightly older.
Mm-hmm. Same age, slightly older.
Oh, shit. Oh, you're still here. Thanks.
Who the fuck was that?
We have an invisible friend.
He's an elephant.
You have an invisible... you have an invisible elephant friend. Most people grow out of that.
I actually think I like you better than I like this one.
You, bro! What the fuck?
You're like a snarking off inside.
Fuck you!
Okay, so
I guess if you like her so much, you can have her.
Are you guys legit and you're going to get me out of here, or are you just here to...
No. We're
what?
We're actually here to get you out.
What's your last name?
Moonkin.
What the fuck? What the fuck is going on?
This explains why people thought you were trapped here.
Yeah, but what the fuck?
It's probably Indolin fucking with us.
Oh, is she built like I am?
It's hard to see from the little window. You can just kind of see her face.
Counterpoint, this could be a doppelganger. It could be a trap. But I'm willing to risk it. Can I try to open the lock on this thing?
We're opening the door.
Lock. There's like a lever you can...
Oh, I'll just pull a lever.
You pull the lever?
Aha, I picked the lock.
The stone door slides open, and you see, what looks to be a muscular, leonin woman, probably a few years older than you. And she kind of sets her arms in the doorway and looks at the four of you that she can see.
I take my short dagger.
Is it like looking at? Is it like looking at seeing somebody looking in a mirror?
I take my short sword.
It's not an exact like reflection. She doesn't look exactly like you, Sarova, but there's similarities.
I take one of my short swords that Quan and I juggled with, mm-hmm. and I flip it to her like it's a juggle. Does she catch it like I would?
No, she dodges it, like, slaps it and dodges out of it. What the fuck?
So you don't
Why are you throwing the sword at me?
You don't know the game, and I start juggling the two that I have.
Okay, interesting game. She leans down and takes up the sword.
I fling the other one at her.
Why are you throwing swords at me?
So she's not me.
Okay.
She doesn't know the right things. Fucking what the fuck is going on?
How long have you been here? Any idea?
A while...
I know, time works weirdly in here, like...
We gotta stop asking that question.
No. How long have you been here? How long have you been on this earth?
We're in the...
How old... Fucking shut up! I'm dealing with something, you motherfuckers!
I stopped counting at 100 sleeps.
Here?
Yeah.
So that's over 6 months. How long ago did Quan know that I was... Quan, how long ago?
A couple months.
It's just 3 months for about 100 sleeps.
Yeah. Oh, 6 months, yeah.
So, you're going to tell me your name is Sarova Moonkin.
Yeah. Were you at the fucking carnival? Did you grow up at the carnival?
What carnival?
Fucking weird.
There's a difference.
Shit. Where are you from?
Wait, were you two separated at birth?
Absolutely
not. Twins?
Under no circumstances.
I'm from a village. Grew up with my clan, the Moonkins.
I don't actually know enough about... Oh, God.
What if you're not actually Sarova?
I am Sarova. Don't fucking do that. Of course I'm Sarova.
So how did you get here?
Oh, we chose to be here.
Why?
So we could kill a bitch. Three bitches, actually.
Two for three.
We have a friend that's being held hostage by the... not the Indolin sisters.
How did you get here?
The sisters. the Hag Sisters, and we've
killed... I came looking for something.
We've killed two of them, and we're going to kill the third one.
Awesome.
What'd you come looking for?
I came looking for the Moon Fang.
What is that?
See, I'm not trusting you if you don't know what the Moon Fang is.
Well, bitch, there's five of us and one of you.
And we didn't get captured.
Look, cards on the table. Wherever I grew up, I left at like 10 years old and did genuinely run away to the fucking carnival. So whatever fucking lore you have about your hometown, I don't care. I left there. If we were ever part of the same thing and you weren't just some sort of weird fucking mirror of my life that's shown up in this house of fucking horrors that is the Fey Realm.
To be fair, it does seem like something that would happen here.
The Moon Fang. That's not real. What is
you
that?
Ran away?
Yeah.
There's no fucking way.
What do you mean no fucking way?
There's no fucking way.
I can verify what she's saying.
Well, you didn't know me then.
I mean, this is the same story that she's been saying since.
But this is Quan. This is who I grew up with.
She's going to take a step out of the prison.
I kind of tense a little bit.
Despite her build, she's clearly muscular. It looks like she has had a time of like some malnutrition. There's definitely some skinniness to her, some frailty.
Okay.
And she like leans in to look at you closely.
I'm going to offer her some food.
She'll take it.
What?
So, my mother.
Yeah.
She told me that she named me after my aunt that ran away when they were kids.
But she looks older than I do?
Yeah. But yet, you're... It can't be. It can be you.
Time works differently in the Fey Wilds.
And I have been in a Fey traveling carnival my whole life as well. What the fuck?
This is fucked up.
What the fuck?
Now, granted, there's no way we can verify any of this, but, at least not right now, that's another sword arm handy against who we're going after.
What's your mom's name?
My mom's name is Nika.
Is that a name you recognize?
Is it a name you recognize?
I think it is. Fuck. Fuck! Fuck! What the fuck?
She just yells the sword a lot.
That's
most of her vocabulary.
So do I. Maybe it's Finn.
God damn it.
Just it's Leonin culture. Just let us do it.
So you came here to kill Indolin and her sisters.
And just happened across you.
And Quan.
I mean, that explains why Quan is here.
What are the fucking odds?
It's fucking wild. What the fuck is the Moon Fang?
Okay, I guess you might not have heard the stories or... Maybe you don't remember. I don't know. It's a legendary weapon of our clan. It's been lost for hundreds of years. Came looking for it. I heard that Indolin had it.
Cool. Sounds interesting. I'm upset and there's not anything to kill. Let's resolve that.
I'd put a 12-inch marionette in front of you, but I gave the only one I had away today.
Do you think that a 12-inch marionette would strain me at all?
It might make you feel good to just smash something.
Just bottle that rage and
worried that I'm going to be the 12-inch marionette.
Let's just say it crossed my mind.
Come on, you're almost as fragile as a marionette, so what's the difference?
I mean, at least a marionette has solid wooden bones.
Right.
Coffee?
Do you know...
Fuck yes.
Drink as much as you'd like. It's infinite.
Do you know two kids, Noddle and... what's their names? God, what's their fucking names?
Blinka.
Noddle and Blinka?
Doesn't sound familiar.
Okay. There's also two Lean and children running around.
Huh. To be fair, though, we bumped into them here, so... the odds of there being, you know, like, that seems like a stretch at best.
I mean, this seems like more of a stretch, honestly. This is wild. The fuck?
Yeah.
So, how old is Nika?
Mom? She's about 45.
Okay. If you say so.
In Dragon Age terms, that means she's near death.
No, right? Oh, my God. Well, can you use that sword?
Yeah.
Good. You want a second one?
Sure.
Pick it up.
Take the other one.
Okay. Let's go kill a bitch.
I'm down.
Look in the other cells.
You look in the other cells, they're all looking.
Is she, like, actually low health or just weak?
She just looks in poor state because poor of state. How she's been treated. Yeah.
But mechanically, she's probably fine.
Somebody misplaced a skeleton in this one. All right.
Finn, look away and crush the skull.
Not Jeff again.
Oh, fuck. What's Quan say? I just look at him.
He shrugs. I don't know.
Fuck.
You said you don't remember anything about your family, so.
I don't remember a lot.
Morgoth just goes, And then Finnis is like, Morgoth, come on. Now's not the time.
What's that mean?
Just it's a joke because she never talks.
What the fuck? What's the name of the place where you grew up?
Our village was called.
Sorry, you don't have to.
Insert name here.
Insert name here.
See, that's the way to do it as a player, is you just don't write your backstory, then you ask the DM questions.
That's kind of what happened, and I feel bad about it. I just couldn't glom on to anything, so I said, I don't remember. Like an asshole.
I will come up with something.
Okay, no, that's fine. I'm sorry.
Insert name here.
Insert name here, yep.
If you text me the name, Matthew, if I'm feeling froggy, I'll go back in and insert me saying it like
Zubar.
Moonstone Village.
If you're feeling froggy. That's funny. Okay, well, this is horrifying in a lot of ways. Let's go kill a bitch.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Hey, you found family. That's... Of all the things we found, that's probably the best.
Yana's just been full of people with a connection to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, technically it's her fault, because Quan would have never come here if she hadn't gotten stuck. How'd you get locked up? Go ahead and voice your shame.
Indolin said if I wanted the sword, I had to complete a challenge. I didn't.
What was the challenge?
I had to find the sword.
What? Were you set on, like, a course, or...?
She let me into a chamber that had, I don't know, a few hundred different weapons in it.
Oh.
I had three chances to pick the right one.
Dang.
I didn't.
Yeah.
It was inside you the whole time, clearly.
Absolutely not.
There's a sword inside of me, I gotta...
Metaphorically.
Bigger fucking problem.
Also, are you going to become visible at some point, or are you just in
an about an hour, moment? Unless I do something to break it.
Actually, we're really burning time on this invisible on this invisible elephant. Let's go, I guess.
Yeah. We're going to go take a swing at Indolin. I'm assuming you're going to join us.
First, we're going to attack a goblin and steal his toys.
Okay, I'm down.
Let's do it.
Yeah, you know where Stage Fright is?
No.
Last we heard, I think he's on top of
the wasn't
stage.
In any of those four concrete walls she was in, so probably not.
I don't know, maybe the shrieking bitch in the next room over knows. I hear her screaming all the time.
No, the guy told us. Right.
Oh, yeah, right, top of the
well,
stage.
Well, there's another
yeah.
person in here?
The
diva.
Screams,
the diva I placated with my theater persona.
Is that who she's talking about? Caitlin's asking.
I think probably.
Oh, okay. All right, I just... All right, well, let's go. And so I walk up to the door. Can I open it?
From this side, you see the face glaring at you sternly.
You gonna open?
That wasn't funny.
You gonna open up, or are you gonna make me break your jaw again?
Roll intimidation check against the door.
Gladly, that's an 8.
That's what we've stuck to is we're intimidating doors now.
13.
13. The door does not seem intimidated.
All right, I punch it.
Roll an attack.
Yep. Oh. My bonus to that is better than my. Fuck! If I could not roll below a 10, that'd be great.
All you had to do was yawn.
13.
13?
It's a door. It's probably easier to hit.
You punch the door, and it doesn't seem to have.
Let a professional do this.
I punch it again. I'm mad.
You're going to break your hand.
I'm fully
fucking
mad.
You're also
going to
give us away.
Hey, that's a 19. So 26.
Okay. What's your unarmed damage?
7.
7? Okay. Door takes 7 points of damage.
Ow! Cease that immediately.
Hey, give me a chance to do this. I'm going to walk up to it, and I say, hey, listen, step back a bit. Step back a bit.
No.
Please.
No.
I'm going to whisper, hey, I'm really sorry about her. She's had a bad day. Just found out she's an aunt. But, you know what's really funny? She thought she could intimidate a door. Could you imagine how crazy that is? She thought... She could walk up to a door and intimidate it.
To make it
You're a big solid stone door, and she just walked up trying to intimidate you.
That was one of the things, right? Make it laugh.
Yeah.
The door starts laughing.
Does its mouth
open? Its mouth opens.
That's what you get. That's what you get.
It just does this go through quick.
You want to make it through the other side of the door?
I bitch slap it as I go out.
Rude! All of you.
As she's stalking down the hall, I go back. I'm really sorry about that. It's not her best.
I'll kill that door.
I'm so sorry. Hey, you're a good door, and you're doing a good job.
If you don't stop encouraging that door, I'll kill it. Let's go.
Unlike her, I find you adorable.
I will kill you guys. Adorable. Get the fuck out of here.
On that button, I think I'd like to start wrapping it up for tonight.
Oh, okay.
So, fantastic, everybody.